1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 197. Sketch 606. Reappropriation.
Whose choice was this?
It was
Laura's.
This was my choice, at random, as usual. Two-hander. What are you laughing at?
I don't know. I'm laughing.
He always goes mental about this point.
He does. It's 9:33. The switch has flicked.
The crucial moment. This is a two-hander.
The neck medicine has kicked in.
I think, Alistair, you do Jack, and okay. Simon, why don't you do Glenn?
Okay.
Right. Ready, Si?
Ready.
Twat!
Pardon?
Twat! I'm a twat!
Are you okay, Jack?
Yeah, fine, thanks. I'm embracing oppressive language, just like they did with gay.
Who did?
The gays, of course.
Who are the people who say twat?
Oh, quite a variety. I'm out as a twat.
I see. The thing is...
I'm here. Have fear. My twatishness may well appear.
The thing is, Jack, I think this method only works when the word you want to embrace is aimed at a specific group and not just you.
Do you think I'm the only twat?
No, I don't. What I meant was that...
See, it's all about reappropriating the stereotypes. I was reading about it yesterday, on Mumsnet. I'm taking back my identity, just like the queers and the chavs and the online role-playing friendless freaks. Inconsiderate queue jumper! I'm a lighter thief! Nose picker over here!
What I'm trying to say, Jack, is that those aren't...
Unreliable pen friend!
Stop a moment. Those aren't derogatory terms. They're just things people have said about you.
They're things a lot of people have said about me. And I say it's time for us skidmark leavers, tuneless whistlers, and occasional burglars to turn society's prejudices against them.
Well, that makes sense.
It's very liberating. Watch. I shout out unrelated numbers when people count stuff and I call a dog's owner its mummy. Feels great. You try it.
Okay. Benefit cheat. Escape convict. I'm an unrepentant sex pest.
Twat.
Alistair, never to be trusted with a pause.
Always.
Never.
That was a perfectly reasonable pause.
Yeah.
So what do we think of this sketch?
It's all right.
It's okay.
You should have heard about those people who...
Not really.
It's very explicit what's happening.
The character is an idiot and says some unpleasant things, but he says them because he's an idiot. I mean, it's in his second line.
I was expecting to see... instead of I call a dog's owner its mummy, it's like, I cheer and people drop a glass in a pub.
That's another one. Although it's worth checking... Laura, do you call a dog's owner its mummy?
No. That's definitely not what I do.
Are you sure?
No, of course not.
My son asked me yesterday, are dogs daddies and cats mummies?
Obviously they are, yes.
If you're basing your knowledge off Paw Patrol, that's probably what you'd come across. Because, you know, in cartoons, cats are often portrayed as females and dogs are always male.
Yep.
Yeah. That's fair.
It is just the same way, as we always say, chocolate's the opposite of cheese.
Yeah, we always say chocolate and cheese.
That's the opposite, isn't it? When we were playing Articulate one time and there was a lot of codes, like, for instance, the opposite of cat. Someone would shout dog if they knew.
That's sort of very intuitive. Surely it's chalk and cheese.
No, chalk and cheese, that's only in that one idiom.
Whereas all of the thousands of chocolate and cheese idioms...
There's none either.
You can have a chocolate dessert or you can have like a cheese board. You don't really have a cheese board and a chalkboard after your dinner.
Depends on the restaurant.
With the specials written on it. I maintain that if there is an opposite to chocolate, it's definitely cheese and vice versa. And chalk can go fucking shit itself. I don't care about chalk. Chalk didn't come into it. Chalk's the opposite of charcoal. Why are we having this conversation?
No, it's fucking not.
It's over there.
No, it's not.
You've got nothing. You've got nothing. This is gold. This is fact.
I would say chocolate's the opposite of, like, vinegar or something.
No.
Or mustard.
They're too fluid.
Or yeah. Haggis.
Haggis.
Closer.
Chocolate and haggis.
Haggis is the opposite of a nut roast.
Those two over there, they're like chocolate and haggis.
I take that, yes. Haggis, the opposite of a nut roast, I'm on board with.
If Richard Osman were here, he'd turn this into a fucking show. We'd be laughing.
I really like Richard Osman.
Commissioned. I know you there. Fancy Richard Osman, don't
I
you?
I do, yeah.
I saw him walking down the street.
No!
He's that tall.
No! When was this?
A year and a half ago.
All right, well...
Stop putting that information.
Well, you're about to go.
I was out the door. Yeah.
Yeah, down by your house. About 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's literally round the corner, yeah. Could have been
you
there.
You can't miss him. He's very tall.
He's very tall, man, yeah.
Get on the text next time you see him.
I'll send you a selfie.
Just you in a chest.
Going up to his stomach.
Put his elbow on me or something. Elbow on my head.
You could take it with any tall man and we'd never know.
Dear listeners, I am about 6 foot tall. So
how
you're
tall
very
are you,
tall,
Simon?
6 foot.
Are you? Yeah. You come across to me as a shorter man.
I slouch.
Well,
hang on, this is interesting actually. Mm. How tall do you think the rest of us are?
If I had to say high order. Reference? Well, Rich, I think you're the tallest. Then
at what height?
Ooh, you see, you don't also strike me as a man who's 6 foot, but I think in my head you're quite tall. I'm going to say Rich is 6'1", Simon's 6 foot, Dan is just under, and Alistair's just under that, is what I'm going to say.
How dare you?
Alistair's taller than you think.
He does stoop, though, in fairness. Often had a bike accident, and he's often...
Are you mocking my hunch as well?
Yeah. So what is the height order?
I'm just about the tallest, but I'm not much taller than Alistair, am I?
Let's point out
Alistair's
that
Alistair's definitely the shortest.
I've pretty you're much seen yeah. you all, what, every week for 8 years?
Yeah. And we do organise ourselves in height order on stage every time, yes, if you recall.
So Richard is... Just say the 6 foot. Okay,
I think
fine.
Simon and I are basically the same height.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I think
Dan,
I'm
you're not fucking 6 foot. I won't believe it.
You mean average man in UK is like 5'10", 5'11". So
is that
height, being only slightly above average.
Just under 6 foot.
Fuck off.
Yeah. I am.
Here's a good fact for you. The average height of a person in the UK is 5'10".
No,
in,
not person.
A male.
No.
The average height of a male in Ireland is 5'10½". It's the, yeah, take that, UK.
The Finns have got
freaks.
The largest testes in Europe.
But they won't give them back, will they? 1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.